All right, we're going to continue from yesterday on the bottom of Bezim and Beza. Just quickly, I put together, it worked well for Nedarim, but here you have the Psukim in front of you of Tzkar Zobin and Bamidbar about the Psukim of Nazir. You look quickly just how it's divided up, and we'll need it over and over again through the Masechta. But just quickly, there's, you know, the header about a person who takes, that's actually the only line that we've really encountered so far, which is the line of Ish O Ishaki Afludin Dor Neda Nazir Lazir Hashem. We saw that in the Darim. There the Gemara Dash and the Pasuk with regards to both Hafla and Yados L'Neder. Right, then you have the first section which defines for you the obligations of a Nazir. Once someone is a Nazir, those are the obligations. I put a box, you can see around the Pesukim, Gimel, Hey, and Vav. Each of those are sections of what we know as the Nazir, what a Nazir is. The first one is the Yayin, right, products, grape, and the wine products. The Anhei is the cutting the hair, right, Tarlo Yarvarla Rosho. And then Vav is the restriction against becoming Tamei Mate. Right, then, if you look in Pasuk Tet, you have a little section here, it's a subsection, what happens if someone does become, a Nazir does become Tamei Mate? Right, what happens to him? So this is an important section, because the requirement if someone becomes Tamei Mate is that they must bring Shtei Torim O Shnei B'nei Yonah. Right, so they have to bring two birds, which we're going to see today is relevant. The Mishnah mentioned that one of the ways to accept Nazirut is if he says that he wants Tziporim. He says that he's mechayim himself in Tziporim. So these are the birds are from a Nazir Tameh. Now the Nazir Tameh brings the birds, come one to Chatat, one to Olah, and then he's required to bring an Asham, the Kabanot of a Nazir Tameh, which is important. Then the other little line there, which I highlighted there, says the Chiper Alav Me'asher Chata. Right? So the issue of Chait and Kapara are mentioned here in a Nazir Tameh, which the Pashup Shat would have been, right? Me'asher Chata is because he became Tameh. Right? That was he became Tameh, he undermined his Nazirut, and that's a Shechata. But this is where we see the Drasha, which is going to be relevant to the first Sugya today, is that the word Chait is used with regards to a Nazir. Okay, so that's the section here. Then the last section is Zotarat HaNazir. Zotarat HaNazir is something that you'll be familiar with from Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra, we're learning it now, Vayikra Tzav. Zotarat HaNazir would be something you'd find in Sefer Vayikra, which is basically a program, it's a laid out, it's a Seder that is laid out for you. Torah means not Torah as we know, but Torah means Seder. This is the Seder of the Nazir. And you'd find it with Zotarat HaMetzorah, which we're going to come into. Zotarat, right? All of the prescribed karbanot that are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. So this piece would be what you expect to find in Sefer Vayikra. And Zotarat HaNazir is basically the prescription for a Nazir. When they complete the Nazirut, what they have to bring. And here you have a requirement of three karbanot, which is highlighted here as an Olah, a Chatat, and a Shlamim. Alright, so that's just the basics outline of what Nazirut is about, and we'll see if we're going to bump into it a little bit today. And so I figure we'll lay it out a little bit now, and then over time we'll use these again to look at the Pesukim. Alright, so now we'll just start.
It's kind of like the Mishnah used the lesson of Tziporim.
Right.
And that was a good lesson, right?
Right, and that's by Nazir Tameh.
It's not exactly
the same. Right, so we have to deal with
it.
Very good, right. So that's it. We have to deal with that today. That's why one of the reasons I brought this to show you and to see it in the Gemara today later in the Tah. All right. So here we go. From the two dots, we'll start at the bottom with Beis Amadeis quickly. We started this either. Hey, Na'et Nazir. Right? V'dilma and Na'et Lefanabi Mitzvot. So he says, I want to be Na'et. Right? Na'et meaning... Right, beautiful. Probably the implication here, the basic implication, what you think of the Mishnah is na'eh, because his hair, he grows his hair out long, right? And we saw that in the Gemara Nitarim, the story, right, about the Nazir, who was, had a beautiful hair, and he cut off his hair, right, to subjugate his, Yitzhar Hara. So the Gemara says, how do you know that means na'eh, means here, means mitzvot? Out of context, why does na'eh necessarily mean na'eh and Nazir? Maybe it means an elephant of mitzvot, k'detanya, zeke livan ve'yu, the requirement to be in the verse. And the elephant of mitzvot, I have to, right, do hidur mitzvah. It's elephant of sukana, right, and we'll do is lulavna, tzitzitzna, echtolephant of sefer tarana, bechrenu b'shirayim na'im, and all of these additions to the core mitzvah, right, which are all considered hidur mitzvah. I won't get into it right now, but hidur mitzvah has its own framework and requirements. But the possibility is that you would have, if you said an ad, that I want to be mehader b'mitzvot. So where it says, Amar Shmuel, no problem, shetopus b'sahara. No, he creates a situation or a context in which his word na'eh, right, has meaning. What is that? He's holding on to his hair. He's holding on to his hair, and he says, and na'eh, then the obvious explanation of na'eh is talking about his hair. And in reference to his hair, someone who grows out their hair long, that is a nazir. So Amar na'eh nizira milsa da'aveira ba'amila na'eh. Right, so he says, starts us off right in the S. If he says that, we say it's a good Nazirus. If that's true, Nazirus milsa d'aveiro. Nazirus is a negative, that's right now what I'm saying, is a negative situation. And how could he say na'eh, that it's something beautiful? I mean, it's right, it's inappropriate to use the word na'eh when it's in aveira. So in, the Gemara says, no, that is true. Da'filu l'rabba lazar ha'kapar. Right, this is from the Gemara, we see this in the Dharma, right? Da'amar nazir choteh. Lazar ha'kapar says that a nazir is a choteh. When is a nazir a choteh? Hani mili gabi nazir tamei. That is nazir tamei, which we just saw, right? That even though there is a chatat, right, by a Nazir Tahor, but nevertheless, where does it say B'chiber Alev Asher Chata, right, and Ala Nefesh, there it's really Ala Nefesh, but where is the Kapara needed? That is by the Nazir Tameh. That Chatat is the Chatat for the Nazir who is Tameh. Why? The ID, the Bayi Mister, right, because he's going to have to undermine his Nazirut. What happens when a Nazir becomes Tameh? Right, not that he gets a recess from being a Nazir and then he continues afterwards. It undermines his count. So if a Nazir had started counting and got to the 29th day, and then all of a sudden he became Tameh, he has to finish up his Mimei Tumah, take him 8 days to do that, and then he restarts his entire count in his Yerut up to an additional 30 days in his Yerut. And this could happen successive times. That's what happened with, we'll see, with Hilni Amalka. Took him down in his Yerut for 7 years and undermined it twice. So ended up being in his Yerut for something like 14 or 21 years that she was in his Yerut. So you can have a point here where that Zimla Atul Meivara al Nizirute, because it'll drag on. That's what Gemara in the Dorim said. We saw that he'll be Toha ala Rishonim. He will start to be, right, he'll start to regret having taken the Nizirut, will extend for such a period that he will regret having taken the Nether Nizirut, right, and either violate it or, right, be Toha ala Rishonim, be, have a negative attitude towards it. And because of that, that's where we say that he is a Choteh. That's why a Nazir Tameh. Aba Nazir Tahor, Lav Choteh Karibe. When we come to a Nazir Tahor, we do not call him, right, a Choteh. And therefore when he says Ana'eh, right, that term of being beautiful with the hair, that we'll say is reference to a Nazir Tahor. And with regards to a Nazir Tahor, there we can say that he's referencing Nizirut.
Even though he has to give a Chatas.
Right, yes. Right, even though he has to give a Chatas afterwards, right?
Okay.
There, the Gemara doesn't, it almost seems to be like a prescription, not a, right, doesn't hear the quote that there is an actual chait that it's referencing, right, there's no,
he brings the Rush over here, the Rush apparently from the Dharma, suggests that if he's Torah HaRishonim, what's the problem? Since Chorot has a basis for being Okar and Edda,
then he's maybe Chum
Lazar. He's maybe Chum Lazar.
Right, very good. Alright, so now the Gemara says, what about Harini Kazeh? Says, I'll be like that. So what is the Kazeh? He, Nami, the Tophos, Pesaro. What happens, even if he's holding onto his hair, Harini Kazeh has no meaning. I mean, the fact that he's holding his hair, I mean, Shmuel said that our Mishnah is not a case where he's holding his hair. So why does holding his hair and saying, I'm like this, have any meaning? So obviously that's not the case. Amar Shmuel, Panchay Nazir, Oler Lefanav. The case where he says Harini Kazeh, it must be when a Nazir is walking in front of him. So he says, I'm like this. Right, he's referencing, right, that guy who's passing in front of him. I'm like him. And that's how he gets to be a Nazir. Harini, Harini Mitzalsel. Right, so that's a term that's used by hair, misalsel b'saro. Mimayt ha'din sisul saro. How do you know that salsel means to grow out one's hair? Right, let one's hair be curly or long. How do you know that? Because amalei ha'i amto de be'rabi. Right, this is the case we saw the other action in the Gemara Ksubos. Right, that the amto de be'rabi said v'ha'u gabra to this individual. Amatayat ha'misalsel b'sarachah. How long are you going to be Mitzalzel b'sarcha, play around, you know, be toy with your hair. That's a good word for it. Toy with your hair, right? Beautify yourself. I think, as you mentioned, that the Medrash by Yosef says that the punishment for why the Eshet Potiphar is after him is because his father is Bavelus and he is Mitzalzel b'sarcha, or even by he was 17. And that's why the Mishnah Torah says that he was 17 years old and he was doing Maisenaros, and that's also Mitzalzel b'sarcha. Right, the terms that he's winding his past, right? So that they bring it from the Amta Derabbei Rabbi, which is obviously an interesting proof. But the Gemara in Ksuba says that they have three cases there. The Gemara wants to know what the meaning of certain words are, right? And there they say they bring Amta Derabbei Rabbi, the maidservant of Rabbi's house, and they use a lashon that she uses to prove what they are, right? And we saw obviously the most outstanding case with the Amta Derabbei Rabbi is the case where he's on his deathbed and they're davening. His students are davening for him. And it says, Al Yonim Rotzim Rebbe and Tachonim Rotzim Rebbe, right, that his students are trying to keep him alive, and of Sin Shemaim they want him, and she sees that he's in Tsar, so she drops a cat, she drops the vessel from the upper floor, and it stops him from davening, he passes away. So there we see, after the Bay Rabbi took into her own hands, allowing Rabbi to pass away. And at the time we discussed the issues of euthanasia where, whether the Gemara has no Bikoret on Amta Derabbei Rabbi there. Does not criticize her for what she did, which is, important in that sugya. But anyway, we see that Amta Derabbei Rabbi carried a lot of weight with regard to this. They weren't simply considered just a maidservant, but because she lived in Rabbi's house, she had access to, Rabbi, and, she was Mishamish Rabbi. Alright, so now the Gemara says, well, why do you have to say misalsel is not a uniform word in terms of hair? We use the word misalsel also with regards to Ema Torah, who says that it's a nether with regards to Nazirut. Why don't you say it as a nether with Torah? Tiktiv, Salsalah, Utaroma Mekon, right? That one will, right there, a reference to Torah, that one will, let's call it again, toy with the Torah, and it'll uplift him, meaning that one who is involved in Torah, and the learning of Torah, right, that will be uplifting to him. So, Amar Shmuel, Hanami, Shetopus b'sa'aro. Again, Shmuel has to come to Simkimta that says he's holding on to his hair. Because then again, the context, right, tells us what he means when he says, Misal Sel. That when he's toying means that he's toying with his hair. That's what he's holding on to, and that means that he wants to be a Nazir. So that's again, Hareni Michal Kel. Right, so this is again, Kilkul. Now, Mayimai Dahayin Kikul Sa'arohu. How do you know that Kilkel is to, right, grow out, right, one's hair? Right? How do you know that Kilkul is a reference to hair at all? Because it's not. We have a mission on Shabbos. Sid. How much Sid? How much line do you have to carry out in order to be Chayv Hotzah on Shabbos? Riyud Omer Kedei Lasud Kilkul. To make a kilkul. Sid kilkul is the equivalent in their time of mousse. It was hair mousse or hair gel. And in order to make a kilkul was some way of, painting down the hair, I guess, on the sideburns for a woman to have it come down in a nice manner and around the sides. That was called a kilkul. And therefore, what did they use? They used a certain amount of lime in order to keep the hair in place that way. Or, v'amarav, batzidah. That's not necessarily, it could be one of two things. Either to create this batzidah, or we see it in other places, to remove the hair. That a woman, you use seed, whereas lime was, they would the equivalent of waxing, but they put lime on and remove the lime, and that would remove the hair where, in places where she didn't want. On the payas area of a woman had extra hair, and here they would remove the hair using seed again, but batzidah is this area, in this section of the head, that front temple area of the head. Right, from the word Tzda'im, right, that's on the sides here, but Tzda'im is the extension of the temple area. So it's this payas area. Alright. Ema. So who says kilkul? The word glichalkel means to sustain. Right? So who says kilkul? Right? Yeah, very nice. You have a Mishnah that in Shabbos that talks about kilkul, referencing to hair, but the word kalkel means to sustain. So ema mezen aniyei. Why don't we say that it means to support aniyei? They take a neder to give stucco to The anim, the chtiv, v'chalkel Yosef et aviv et achav. Yosef supports his family in Mitzrayim. So you see, v'chalkel can be used in a different context. Again, that he's holding on to his hair. So in the context of holding on to his hair, the word kilkul is going to be interpreted to mean hair. And hair, therefore, means kilkul. Harif kilkel means I want to be the long-haired one, right? And who's the long-haired one in that context? That is a nazir.
Aren't there these who does 100%, which goes back to yesterday that
I saw
both two Persian, which is the Shmuel, the Nochiach, or...
Right. All right, if you can hold off, there's very important Tosfos on the second Amud today, which I think deals with this issue, because I think, Shaul, you asked this yesterday also, how come in the Dorin, we basically said that if the guy says what he meant, then there's no question. All questions come out when the guy says, I don't know what I meant, I said it, then we're trying to interpret his word. But here, the Gemara Nazir seems to say that even if the guy says, I meant this, right, we don't necessarily believe him, that's what it says. So there's an important tosis on the second element about legal thief shoving. So if you hold off a second, we'll get there. And I think it puts all that a framework around everything we've done until this point. All right. So now the next gemara is Harei Alai L'Shaleach Pera. Harei is a Nazir. One who says, I will L'Shaleach, right? Whatever L'Shaleach means Pera. Pera means wild, right? Wild hair, meaning long hair. So he's a Nazir. So the Gemara wants to know, Ari Alai L'Shaleach Pera is a Nazir. May my Dain Shiluach Ribuyahu. How do we know that the word Shiluach means to grow out? How come? Maybe Shiluach means L'Havara, to remove. L'Shaleach means to send away. So how do you know that Shiluach Pera means to grow long hair? Maybe it means to remove long hair. So the Gemara says, well, we have Sukkim that support that. It says, Shalechcha Pardes Rimonim, that you will grow, right, or expand or be Shalechayach, right, because it's a woman, thank you very much.
And also because I have Nikidot.
So it should have been obvious to me. Shalechayach Pardes Rimonim, that you go out like the field and orchard of pomegranates, meaning that what the reference there in Shirim is to growing, right, or expanding. And when it's expanding, growing, like the orchard of Rimonim. So you see the word Shalach is used in an expansive sense. So Mar says, Ema midi de abure, kirichtiv v'sholeach maimo pnei chutzot, that Hashem moves the water, right, or splashes the water on the areas, but the interpretation here is that v'sholeach maim means that when you move water from place to place, the amount of water is reduced. I mean, by definition, as you move it from place to place, it is reduced. So here, Shalach would mean that he moves water from a place called Tzot, but that means that he brought it from somewhere that had more, and now he's distributing in a way that will have less. So there you see the word Shalach means less.
Taking it away from its source.
Right. He takes it away from. It's Hashem providing rain. We had this. We actually learned this. We use these Eov Hay in the Gemara and Tanis a lot. We use these Psukim in Eov to prove about things about rain and about Tanis and the fasting for rain and the clouds passing over. There we use the Eov because there it's describing Hashem's power and greatness. And what he does, right, he moves the Ruach, and the moves Harim. So these are the same Psukim here that they're using. So now, Pera. Right, so we have a Gzeirah Shavah that uses the word Pera. So what is the word, what is the Gzeirah Shavah? That is between a Kohen and a Nazir. But the Nazir, you have over here that he has to, right? That's in Pasuk, okay. He has to grow out his hair, and it has to be a gadel pera, right? Whatever that it is, he has to be a gadel pera. By a Kohen Hedyot, right? By a Kohen Hedyot, it says that he may not, right, grow out his hair. Over there it says that a Kohen Hedyot, let me find the pasuk so I can read it for you. It says, but a Kohen Hedyot, pera lo yishlachu, right, yishlachu. They will not grow a pera. So the Gemara says, what does that mean for a Kohen Hedyot, that he's not allowed to have a, grow out a pera? So the Gemara says, it's gzer shava, pera from nazir. How long is stam nazirut? Stam nazirut is shloshim yom. We know that from the word yeh. Right? Gematria of the word yeh is 30. Right? So that's the Gemara learns. We saw this in the Dharam. I think even in Kesubos we saw it. Right? Yeh is the Gematria 30, and therefore a stam nazirut is 30 days. And a nazir is called a gadel pera. So a kohen hedgot, how long will he be to not be considered a lo yishlechu pera, not to grow out a pera? That will be 30 days. So that's how you know a kohen hedgot must have a haircut every 30 days in order not to be a gadel pera. So we see from this the fact that the limut of pera teaches you that the growing out of the hair is 30 days. By kohen hedgot, lo yishlechu pera must mean that they will not grow out their hair. So that's yishlechu there means to grow out one's hair. You look at kadoshiyeh gadol pera. Right, so over here it says kadosh, he will be kadosh and grow out his hair. By kohen hedyot it says kabeyedyot pera lo yishlechu. So what some say, hi shaleach maim nami ribuyahu. This shaleach maim, that Hashem spreads out his water, sends the water out, is also an expansive term. Why dichtiv? But the chad mashkin lemaya lepere rabbi. Hashem provides water to the produce, and they grow. So that water, also the shaleach here, means to send the water in order to promote growth. And so that shaleach is also a meaning of growth. So, I mean, just to point out, there are many times throughout the Torah, or Tanakh, to be honest, where the word shaleach is used, and used not in a sense of growing, but in a sense of havara, removing. There are endless possibilities. So what is the Gemara after over here? So the Rishonim point out over here that the Gemara after here is after examples of a shaleach that means to grow out. I mean that they're looking for that example. So they got one example up front, which was Rizizi by Shir HaShirim. And the second case that they brought down of a shaleach maim al pnei chutzot was only brought because of the second answer of the Gemara, by Zema, that shaleach also could mean to grow. So the Gemara is trying to bring down or find a situation in which we can interpret the word shaleach properly to mean to grow, and not simply to mean to remove. And that'll be important because here's a person who's taking a neder to say shaleach pera, that he's taking. So if we can find a plausible interpretation to his word to mean shaleach means to grow, then we can interpret his neder to be a neder of nizirut.
I don't know why you mean more than because of the fair layer shaleach. I mean, that's talking about hair.
Right. So that is an interesting. I don't even thought the logic was circular there because we're learning, right?
You're saying things that you learn from both sides.
So you make an assumption, and when I question that assumption, by nazir means you have to actually take care of it. By kohen means you have to grow it. You know,
right. It's saying by definition that.
He's assuming the assumption that means there's not a.
Someone said to strip the mug, then you need to circle and then put it that. So you're assuming that means cut, and then you learn from that, and now you're saying, because then it's kohen, so I know.
So I thought I thought that I read it, and I was saying, this is so circular, it doesn't work. So now the saving grace is that the word shaleach is only written by kohen hedyot and not by nazir. So we know, by nazir, gadel pera, we know by definition means 30 days. So the question is, how to interpret the word shaleach by kohen hedyot. So that makes it a little easier that the logic is not circular, because we're learning from kohen hedyot, from nazir, that it means 30 days. And now we want to know what the word shaleach means over there. It means that to grow one's hair and not cut one's hair. Right.
That's not right.
Right, cut one's hair. If you look, somebody asked the Tosfos over here, I think, asked the question a little bit. If you look towards the end, it's the fourth Tosfos on the page. If you look where the Rosh starts, you see where it says Perish Rosh. You guys have the same layout?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So over there, about three lines down, it says Aval Ki Gamrinan. Aval Ki Gamrinan. It's the middle of the line there. Aval Ki Gamrinan. Actually, it's across from the two dots in the Gemara. If you look on the right side, you have two dots in the Gemara. It's across from that also. Aval Ki Gamrinan in the Tosfos. Okay? Aval Ki Gamrinan, Kone Ejo, Minozer, Di Shiluach, Havim Lishon, Shloshim, Bigzer Shava. But come right. Harei Alai Lishaleach, Ki Ilu Amar, Harei Alai Lishaleach, Pera, Shloshim Yom. Means in the Nazirus coming. The Halki Maisi Gzera Shavah. This is what's being the Gzera Shavah. But Dafka Ki Amar Rei Alai Lishaleach Pera. But Amar Rei Alai Pera Below Shiluach. If you say I'm a Pera without a, I'm a wild man without a Shiluach. Lo Mashma Mide. Did Pera Havi Lishon Gilui? Because Pera means to uncover. Right. That's where we have that. We have a Sota Upara Rosha Isha. Right. That uncovers the hair. So the word Pera itself is not anything. Does not mean anything. So what we're doing is we're taking the word para, which we have by nazir, which para obviously means to uncover one's hair, to let one's hair out, and let it out, let it down. So here para must mean expansive, mean that his hair goes wild. And then we're taking the word, we're looking for the word soleach, right, by Kohen Hedyot, and saying, what does that word mean, shaleach, over there? So they say, para, we learn from Nazir, means to grow for 30 days. So you have two possibilities of what the word shaleach means, to remove your hair, right? Or to, right, b'shaleach para means that he grows out his hair. So this is lo yishalach para, that he will not, right, lo yishachu para, lo yishachu, right, shaleichu, that is, they will not let grow out their hair. So what are the possibilities? Either you could say, upara, long hair, and lo yishalechu, they will not remove. Right, so that doesn't make sense, right? That they're long hair, they will not remove. What means that a kohen must grow his hair out. It does not seem to be the interpretation. So upara lo yishalechu could mean what? He will must. Right, he may not let it grow out. That means he must cut it. Right, so that's how they interpret the word the shaleach to mean, right? To mean to cut or to remove. All right. Alright, so now, continuing in the Gemara, so this gets down to the question that you had, Shaul, about Tziporim, right? Which it says here, person says, Hare alai Tziporim, Rabbi Meir Omer Nazir, Rabbi Meir says it works. My time with the Rabbi Meir. Why should it work? Why should say Hare alai Tziporim, or Hare, it makes you into a Nazir? Amar Ish Lakish, Tziporim smuchim l'seyar, kibbel alav. So as we mentioned by the Mishnah, that he was Mekabel, this guy obviously, he was, you know, he knew Daniel, and that's why he said that the Tziporim that are found close to the hair is what he's Mekabel alav. So that's the, Sukkim and Daniel described that when Nebuchadnezzar was removed from being king, deposed from being a king and made to live among the chayot, among the animals, so it says that he became a man of the jungle. That his nails will grow out, right? His nails will grow very long, and his seyar, right, his hair will be like right, no share flowing or wild. Again, this idea that he became a man of the forest, a man of the jungle, and that his hair grows out, and so you have the word seyar and the word tziporim put in or juxtaposed in some way over here, and therefore he will be a nazir. So Meir Savar matpis inish v'meidit v'samech lei, that a person will be matpis. Right, we've seen this term before, hatpasa. Hatpasa is being oser oneself, right? Using a term to be oser to oneself, meaning that you use an object that is asur to make yourself asur. So a person is not only matpis in an object. So when you, up till now, we've used things like hair. A person is hareni mikko or hareni misalsel. Talking about hair. Hair is an object that you can make asur. So if you're matpis with it, I'm trying to make myself asur, like the hair will be, can be asur. Right? But when you talk about, the tziporim are not asur, right? So to say I am like the tziporim doesn't make any sense. So what's that pasuk? So that's Ramir says a person's matpis not only with a term or a condition that is asur, but even something that is found in a just a similarity or in the psukim is found in a nearby in the psukim. That's over here. So what he says is matpis in bemidah d'samech lei. His matpis in something that is nearby. The word tziporim is found next to the word sarei, and that's what he's using over here. A person, the Rabbanan say you're not. You don't use these juxtapositions. A person's not thinking like that. When he wishes the word tziporim, he's not thinking of seyar. Right, Rabbi Yochanan,
is this tziporim talking about the
birds, right?
So why even have to go to seyar? Why not to say that? He said tziporim, he means nazir, because tziporim has to mean tziporim.
Oh, very good. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Nobody thinks that a person's matpis besamach. Ella, I know time to remember the chashin and shemit tziporei nazir tameh kibel alav. Exactly, he was mekabel on himself tziporei nazir tameh. That's what he accepted to do. He accepted to bring tziporei nazir tameh. So you cannot say the interpretation of this of Yochanan was important. Trying to point out that it can't be that he's accepting on himself tziporeim of a nazir tameh. Why? Because there is no such thing. He's not going to bring tziporim of a nazir tamei. What he's saying is that I am accepting on myself the condition that could bring me to a, right, that could bring me to a possibility of bringing tziporim tamei. That's what you have to say. That's number one. So Mechdei, which even is Chayshina.
Sipurim only Tanya.
Yeah, that's why we're here. That's right, but the Pesukim show that the Sipurim are only by a Nazir Tamei. Alright, so now, the Gemara says Mechdei, we see Chayshina Kamar, that we worry about what he means. I mean, that it's not a definitive statement. When he says Sipurim Tamei, it doesn't mean that he's going to bring Sipurim Tamei. Well, we're just for Choshesh, that's what the Gemara says here. Chayshina, right? Rabbi Meir says Chayshina, we worry. That's what he was talking about in Nazir. Where he says, if you want to worry, let me give you something else to worry about, right? Right, Nidava. Maybe he's giving a birds that are a korban nivdava, right? You're allowed to bring birds on as a voluntary offering. So why do you say when he says tiparim, why isn't he just saying I'm bringing a voluntary offering? So where it says, in pain, are you like tan? And when a person brings an endava, the lashon he will use is not tziporim, but rather a kan. And a kan tzipor, which is considered to be, that's where we have the masechet kinim, right, is a masechet about exactly that, bringing a voluntary pair of, right, is a pair of tziporim. So the terminology tziporim is used only in a situation of chova, not a situation of voluntary. So you can't be by like dilma, well, we have other tziporim, which are really tziporim mitzorah. A mitzorah, tahor brings, right, tziporim tehorim. Right, he brings a tziporim for to be mitarim himself. Right. So what's the case? So why don't we say this? Nazir over the finals. It's a case where there's a nazir walking in front of him. So again, the context helps define what he means by the tziporim. So Gemara says the dilma nazir tamei. Maybe the guy walking in front of him is a nazir tamei. But lefotromi to kamar otav kamar. He's saying, listen, I'll take care of this Nazir's korban. I think that when it's, I don't think it was, when it was read yesterday, I'm not sure it was interpreted right. Again, yesterday also the Gemara said, l'potermi korbanav means that he is taking a neder to bring the korbanot on behalf of the Nazir, meaning that the Nazir is hired to bring korbanot, and this guy says, well, let me handle your korbanot for you, I'll pay for them. Basically, he's volunteering, he's donating the korbanot for on behalf of the Nazir who has to bring them. So here, the Nazir Tamei is walking in front of him, he says, tiporim, he means, maybe he means, not that I am a obligated to bring a nazir, a karban tuma, if I am tamei, but rather he is saying, I'm going to take care of your karbanot. This guy's karbanot, he has to bring karbanot.
He says in his left, that was the different answer. That we asked him, he says later on that what he meant was not the
right, so the Gemara is going to give a different answer. Here, go and show you a Nazir Tahor, it's good. The Nazir walk in front of him was a Nazir Tahor. So there's no such thing. There are no Tziporim by a Nazir Tahor. And when he says, there ain't Tziporim, it must be a reference to the Nazir that walks in front of him. It might be Nayo. What's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation and.
It's referring to buy lunch on the tissue bag, you know? Because it's not going to record, it's not going to post anything.
What do you say, Rabbi Meir? What's the nafkamina between Rabbi Meir and Reish Lakish, Gomar and Amar, Tziporim has smuchim l'shei arei lai. What happens if he actually literally says, I am going to bring the Tziporim that are next to Shear. And instead of making a presumption that the Tziporim are a reference to the hair that's next to them in the Pesukim in Daniel, he actually explicitly says that. I'm bringing the Tziporim that are next to the hair. So what does that mean? The Rebbe Yochanan Afkav Demar Halki, even though he says this, that's not enough. He knows you're all enough in. If an Azir walks in front of him, okay. Ilo, low. If not, it does not work. But Shimon Yilakish, Afkav Dan Nazir over the front of him. Even if an Azir is not walking in front of him, that Hadpasa is enough or sufficient to create the neder nizirut. Right, so the Gemara says, is it really true that people do not use juxtapositions in Sukkim to create Hadpasa? Vatanya. Homer Yamin Hareze Shua. Person uses the Lashon Yamin, then that is equivalent of taking an oath of a neder, not a neder, but a Shua. Right? My time, Allah Mishum Tekhtiv, why do we say that? Vayarim Yamino Usmolo El Hashamayim. He raises up his hands, right, to the Zen, Vayishavaba, Hai Ha'olam, and he takes a nether, a Shvuah, keeps using a nether, but he's a Shvuah, right, in the name of Hashem. So you see what? That the word Yamin is used in a Pasuk that talks about taking a Shvuah. So it must be the word, when we use the word Yamin, we're referencing to the Shvuah in that Pasuk. The Gemara says, well, what do you mean? No, you don't have to say this. I mean, lay low. Shum Yamin. I mean, Kufi, Ikrei Shavua. No, because we find the word Yamin used for Shavua, not that it's found next to Shavua in a puzzle, but it's literally used for Shavua, the Tanya. Nine Omer Yamin Shehi Shavua. How do we know that if you use the word Yamin, it functions as a Shavua? Shemar Nishva Shem B'Yamino. There it is, straight out. Shem took a Shavua with his right hand. So it's not that it's found next to, but that one takes a Shavua with the right hand, right? He puts the right hand on the Bible, he takes a Shavua, and I mean, nine Omer small. How do you know if you use your left hand? Right, now some lefties here. How do you know if you use your left hand? Shehi Shavua. How do you know that there's also Shavua? Shnemar uvizro o uzo. Right, that with his ro'ah, what's his ro'ah? Is his arm or his hand again? Then he makes his uzo, makes his strength known. So two possibilities here. One is, first of all, that's the same pasuk. So it's nisba shem b'yimino uzro uzo. So you know that ro'ah is referring to left hand because he already mentioned his right hand. Right, so that you see his strength with his left hand. So that one possibility why it's left and left is the other possibility. The Gemara in Brachos Garshin, this pasuk uzro uzo, learns that that's how do you know that Hashem puts on tefillin. Hashem puts on tefillin because there's ubzroa on his arm. Uzo is his strength. And the man says, where how do you know uzo's tefillin? Hashem oz b'amo yitain. Hashem yivarech etamo v'shalom. It says he took, Hashem gave his oz b'amo yitain. So there the Gemara says, that's how you know Hashem puts on tefillin. Which arm do you put your tefillin on? That is your, well, for most people, their left hand, their left arm. Since they put their tefillin on their left arm. So b'zro uzo means on his, with his left hand, he took a shvua. Right, that's the shvua. So therefore he says, if you use the term yamin or small, it means a shvua. Not because they're found next to Shavua on the puzzle, but because literally those are, right, the vehicles for making the Shavua. And therefore, if you use the term Yamin or small, that could be in place of the word Shavua. So you see that we have no proof here that everybody agrees by Samech or Samuch that you would use it. Right, so now, I just read the Gemara, I made it very easy, but there are problems with this Gemara. Right? And that's what the problems are, is that Reish Lakish's opinion. Reish Lakish's opinion is difficult, because the Gemara later on says, my Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, is whether you need a Nazir to walk in front of him. But there, the Gemara says it's only when Reish Lakish says, when they say Sipurim, when he says Sipurim, Ashmuchim Leseara Eli. Right, that's only when he says Sipurim that is next to Seara Eli. According to Reish Lakish, he could have said simply Sipurim. If he said just Sipurim, why does he have to say Ashmuchim Leseara Eli? So from this, all the Rishonim interpret Reish Lakish to mean that Reish Lakish actually has different stages to him. That Reish Lakish actually holds of Rabbi Yochanan's position. And that Rabbi Yochanan, that Reish Lakish needs and agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, you need a Nazir to walk in front of him. That when he says, Arei Alai Tziporim, the only time when he simply said, Arei Alai Tziporim, he, like Rabbi Yochanan, believes you need to have a Nazir walking in front of you. That the to interpret that to mean smuchim, that which is samuch, the sayar, that you would have to have a nazir walking in front of you, and even Rabbi Yochanan agrees in that case that it is, right, that is considered, Arei Alai Tziporim is the equivalent of, if there's a nazir walking in front of you, that is the nazir.
Rabbi Yochanan agrees only if he says Tziporim, that's the sayar.
No, that's
Reish Lakish would be enough if he just says Tziporim, if another is walking in front of him.
Right, so that's exactly, very good. So that's exactly what the Rishon said. When Shaul jumped to the conclusion, exactly, which is exactly how they know. It's fine, it's great, it's wonderful that you're cognizant to what the Rishonim say. The Rishonim exactly interpret that Reish Lakish has different stages here. If he simply says, Harei Alai Tziporim, then he needs an Azir Ober Lifanav. But if he says, Harei Alai Tziporim, right, Hasamuch Laseyar, that statement in and of itself will be sufficient, and he does not need a Nazir walking in front of him. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, as the Shul pointed out, as Rabbi Yochanan would say, what? That he needs to say, Harei Alai Tziporim Smuchim L'Seyar, even if he says, Harei Alai Tziporim Smuchim L'Seyar, not just only, but even if he says, Harei Alai, he still needs a Nazir Over L'Fanav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that is an indispensable part of the Nazirut here, is that there is a Nazir walking in front of him. So the words, how you formulate it, is irrespective of how you formulate it, you need a Nazir walking in front of you. Mr. Rocky says, no, depending on your formulation will be whether you need it, there's a necessity for a Nazir in front of you. If you simply say, Arei Alai Tziporim, that's too undefined a term, and therefore you need a Nazir walking in front of you. Whereas if you say, Arei Alai Tziporim, it's Mukhim L'Seyar, that already we're going to interpret to mean, right, is sufficient statement to mean that you are a Nazir, even without a Nazir walking in front of you. So this brings us to the Tosfos over here, which is important Tosfos, which is over here, again, why is it? Why don't we just ask the guy what he meant when he says Ari Alei Tzipporim? Why is this chashina? And we think maybe this is what he meant. What do you mean chashina? Just ask the guy what he meant. And even if we say this is what he meant, right? Why is that? Why is it meaningful? So the Rosh actually brings two interpretations down here about chashina. One possibility of chashina is that. He brings two interpretations from the Rosh about what Chashina, when Rabbi Yochanan says, I worry about, we worry, maybe he meant Nazir. What does he mean, worry? Is he a Nazir or is he not a Nazir? I mean, what are you worrying about him being a Nazir? So one interpretation, the Rosh says that he'll actually have to bring both Karbanot. Where Choshesh said he both said, the Gemara Zavin is that he said Tziporim of Nazir and Tziporim of Mitzora. That he meant both. That Chashina means that we worry about all possibilities of what it can mean.
I think that he could have meant both of it, or that either one is possible, so then we have to be Choshesh. But then one of them is having to be Chol Nazir. Because he couldn't really have meant both.
Right, so if you look in the Rosh, it's hard to find where they are. Look across where the Mishnah, you see the Mishnah in the Gemara, if you go across from there, it says that in the beginning of the line in the Rosh, it says Benir Ali, right across from the Mishnah. You see that, Benir Ali?
Yeah.
So you count up 2, 4, 5, 6 lines from that, the line starts Hilkach. Start from there. Hilkach. You see the word Hilkach there? About 6 lines after the word Benir Ali. Benir Ali. See that? Hilkach. Hilkach Nira Lefaresh. So this is one interpretation. It's Dilma Tiporeni Dabak Amar V'Avim Yisafeg Zeh V'Zeh. He'll have to bring both. He'll both be a Nazir, and he'll have to bring Tziporei Nedavah. When the Gemara says Chashinan, says, let's worry that he meant Nazir, and let's worry he meant Tziporei Nedavah. Means he'll have to bring both. Came in the Chashinan, come on. If he Amar Badai Lavakashalik, Shavishneim, right? If he says that's definitely what I meant, then you'd have to bring both. I mean, that he definitely said that means you'd have to bring both. Venerally, he says, Dal Korcha Chashinan to Kamar Lavishom Safik. It's not because it's a Safik. Tiaf Sharlasotu Nazir Misafik. How do you have a Nazir Misafik? Lehavi Karbonotav Lazara. Alright, Shaul's question. Then you're going to have Kulin Lazara, right? But you can never have such an interpretation because Safik Nazirut always goes lahakel to the lenient side. So the Rosh, therefore, right, rejects the interpretation that it means Safik. I mean that you have to do both. And later on, then it comes to Tziporei Mitzorah, the Ron is the Rosh, I'll skip down, I'll read it for you, so you don't have to listen, but he says, the parish kama, when it says, let's be choshesh for Tziporei Mitzorah, means, the tchayev, right, that means the parish kama, the tchayev, lufushi dafka Tziporei Mitzorah, right, that, when over there, it means that he will have to bring simply Tziporei Mitzorah. So then we say, why are you leaving Nazir and saying Mitzorah? Right, but according to the second one, that the other interpretation, l'tchayev b'zeh b'zeh kamar, ikla meimret v'lo nechle, the meimret l'tchayev sh'tayim, mitzorat nazir. So the possibility is then again, when we come to mitzorah, what does that mean? Does that mean that he meant mitzorah and not nazir? Or does it mean mitzorah and nazir? Right, depending on which way you're interpreting the chayshina in here, that's what the Gemara is saying at this point in time. But he runs in, the Rosh asks your question, which is then, otherwise you end up in these problematic situations. How do you have a nazir misafeh? How do you bring,
So he's saying, anyone who needs birds, I'm your man.
That's right. He's the bird man. But according to the interpretation that says both, then the Gemara says, the Rosh says he could come up with a simpler case. A case where he says, Arei Alei Tziporim, he could have been a Nazir, and he could have said, I'm volunteering to bring birds for a Nazir Tameh. And that's how you can come up with a case where he has to bring the Safek is both ways. Why do they have to come to the Torah at all? Just have it be that he's thinking about a Nazir Tameh, is walking by, and he wants to bring birds, so he wants to be a Nazir, plus he wants to bring birds for a Nazir Tameh. So he says, the Gemara wanted to come up with a case where it was two different, you know, entities. I mean, it was Mitzorah and Nazir. Because to say that he meant Nazir and Nazir Tameh seems a little far-fetched. That's it. All right, now the Tosfos. The Tosfos is a very important Tosfos, and I think clears up this thing of Piv and Libo Shavim. Again, over here, again, ask him what he means, and then the Gemara says, well, because we have proof, because Khan is used for this, or because of this, we say that means he must have meant Nazir Tameh. Why? Because the Nazir is walking in front of him. Does that all of a sudden change the status of what he said? And all these things. And that's, again, through the whole Mishnah, it seems strange that touching his hair or Nazir, all of a sudden we're telling him what he meant. Oh, we'll ask him what he meant, and if he doesn't know what he meant, why is one alternative better than the other? And that's what the Gemara says. So that's what we're going to listen. If you look at Tosfos, right across where it says Perisha Rush, in the Rush, it says in Tosfos, Akate Kasha. You see that? Akate Kasha in the Tosfos. Middle of that Tosfos, the question where it says Perisha Rush, it says Akate Kasha. You see that? You guys have the same formulation, don't you? Akate Kasha, no, you don't have the same setup, I'm sorry. how far in the area is right here. Fantastic, right Kasha. I guess it's so perfect where it is. Akate Kasha. Neima, did Tziporim Kamar, Hainahu Dim, Yitma Zeha Nazir, if this Tohar Nazir that's walking in front of him becomes Tohar Nazir, Shevi Taktab Tziporim. Why do we have to say that he meant, I will bring Tziporim if I become Tameh? Maybe he means, if this Nazir Tohar walking in front of me becomes Tameh, I will take care of him. Like you said, he'll be the man for birds, right? If you need birds, I'm the man.
Same question you asked about yesterday.
Right. About he said that's what I meant. That's what was in my heart. So the El Kiparik is what you're saying, right? Just Parik the Dilma Tziporim Mitzorah Kamar Lo Matzli Shnuye. So why don't we say when he said Tziporim Mitzorah, then if that's the Gemara, in the conclusion of the Gemara, right? The Tosafot says, the answer. How do we know he meant himself to be a Nazir, and not that he'll bring birds if this guy becomes Tameh, because that's what he meant in his heart. So Marcy says, why didn't the Gemara answer that for Tziporei Mitzorah? And we suggest the possibility that it was Tziporei Mitzorah, called the Marbe Lov, Tziporei Mishtamatzvei. So he says, Gemara Lo Matzi, Lishnuye. Why can't he say, called the Marbe Libo, Tziporei Mishtamatzvei, I'm Tziporei Mitzorah, Minizirut. Alright, so then the Gemara says, you can't say that he said in his heart, what? That I meant Nizirut. Why? Because he says, the Tosa says it's more Mistaber that he's talking about a mitzora than he was talking about a nazir. Why? Mishum the zirus trichole the chamir alei the kabel. The zirus is a very difficult situation, and it's unlikely, the most unlikely scenario that a person will make himself into nazir, because it's both, it's a burden, it's a chumrah, it's a lot of extra work for them. So we would not automatically assume that that is the proper interpretation for the word tziporim. Both the lashon tziporim ktuvim it's a mitzora. Right, the word tziporim are used by Mitzorah, meaning that the words over here, we don't have Tziporim in our, right? It says, Vasa Akoin, he has to bring Shtei Torim Ushnei Bnei Yonah. The term Tziporim is by Torah HaMitzorah. That's found by Mitzorah. It's not even the proper term for Nazir Tameh. That's one. And number two is, right, that it's not so simple. He took it. Avo Eitzel Nazir El Torim. Afilu Kamar Belibo, and even if he has it in his heart. So that's what he's saying here. Ain koach b'machshava talev lachriya diburei v'nizirut. The ain zepiv v'libo shavim. That even though he says, this is what I meant, it's not considered piv v'libo shavim, not because of the problem of the lev, but because of the problem of the piv. That which he, right, he enunciated, that which he,
terminology.
Right, proclaimed, is a term that is not proper or appropriate for nazir. V'hocha abgav v'nizirut chamirale v'trichule kim nazir shuhu arve l'chanav. Alright, so now what you have, now we have the case where the Nazir's walking in front of him. So say the same thing. Say that becoming a Nazir is a real difficulty. But because already there's a Nazir walking in front of him, ain't Svarashi Kabilalev Nisirut Tziporim Tameh. There's no Svara to say. What's the logic of saying that he's going to take on himself to bring Tziporim for a Nazir Tameh if this guy becomes Tameh? There is a love, right? Ain't Obolam Radayin. It's not something that's already happened. It's not a Nazir Tameh walking in front of him. It's not something that's in existence. But Dar Bar Shakul, it's an equal possibility that he meant what? That I want to be a Nazir, or that I will bring the carbonot for this Nazir that walks in front of him. Lakach mahani machshav zalev. Therefore, the machshav zalev lomar nazirus kibalev b'choshem shaper people libo shavim.
Like yesterday.
All right, this is an unbelievable Tosus. What Tosus says is that we have a term or terminology that he uses, and we have what he's thinking, right? And we need peep belibo shavim. Generally, when we say peep belibo shavim, the chisaron is in the lave. Now, generally, when we say that ain't peep belibo shavim, generally we say he made a statement, but that's not what he felt inside, and therefore the chisaron is in the lave side. You never say that the chisaron is on the peep, what he said side. This is what it says, that the chisaron, that you have to have both sides work. Peep belibo shavim is not simply that what you feel, as long as you get out of lashon, that could mean that. But he says that the lashon you use has to have an equal possibility of meaning what you want it to mean and something else. And since it's an equal possibility, then we can say that what you have in your heart can be interpreted, and that becomes Piv Nilibo Shavim. Right? So that's all these things that we said before, all these terminologies, even though they have alternative interpretations, once he's touching his hair already, then it becomes Mistaber, that term is also used for Misalso Basaro. It becomes a higher percentage, or at least an equal percentage, and that's what he's referring to. There's at least an equal percentage, so that's what the terminology means in that context, So when he says that's what I meant, we can say Tiv V'Liv L'Shavim, and the neder works.
Right. So in the Durham, we always say it just has to be plausible that it fits into his words. Here it's like we're saying, not only does it have to be plausible, but there has to be practically a preponderance of the evidence that's what it...
So I agree. In the Durham, we said otherwise. In the Durham, the Mishnah is from the first parent.
Because the zeros is so much of a more...
Excellent. So as it says, that because of that mitigating factor, you can't say that any interpretation that's plausible is enough. It has to be an interpretation that's at least 50% the possibility.
Right.
If it's not 50%, then we already say that there's a mitigating factor of truthfulness of Chamele, and we will not interpret his words to mean that. But if it is already a preponderance of the evidence, not even preponderance, but at least 50%, right, is in favor of saying that this is what he means here, then we can already push it over to say that that's the interpretation. So it's very, very important to us of Pi'v L'Ibo Shavim, because it focuses on the Pi'v side of Pi'v L'Ibo Shavim. It helps us understand, again, yesterday's Gemara also, I think it sheds light on yesterday's Gemara about understanding what the Gemara is after with Pi'v L'Ibo Shavim. All right, so now...
And the bottom line, the Mechudosh Rosh Chodesh and Yochanan is... Okay. Matzis or not matzis?
Right. If it's
or
not,
if you need nazir walking by, then no.
Right. When you need it, if you, not even if you're matzis, if you say it explicitly, do you need a nazir to walk in front of you? If you do not make it explicit, then you still need a nazir walking in front of you, even point to raise
lakish.
Or at least a point to raise lakish. Maybe Yochanan may not even agree. In that case, it might not even work. Right. Yochanan may only say it only works when he says the actual explicitly says the two positions, but. It's not clear. All right, so that's the Mishnah. Now we have one of the most important Gemaras in Nazir, all right, which is because it has halacha lemaisa, major halacha lemaisa implications, and that's why everybody knows it. Is that all the Gemara in Nazir that everybody knows? All right, Nazir min ha-chatzanim, u-min ha-zagim, u-min ha-tiglachat, u-min ha-tumah. The person who enumerates the items that, if you look in the Pesukim, are things that a Nazir is asur in, or is it a Nazir? V'chol nikne nazir elav. If you mention simply one of them, then that's enough. I mean, that person, there's no such thing as we have the Nazir. Partial Naziris. You can't have a Nazir. You can't have a 50% Nazir. If you are a Nazir, you either are or not a Nazir. Right? It's like pregnancy, right? Either you are or you're not. So do a Nazir. I mean, you can't have yourself be a Nazir l'chalakim. So therefore, if you use any of the terms that the Torah uses, then you are a full-fledged Nazir, and you're not a partial Nazir. Mazishin klo Rabbi Shimon. That's not like Rabbi Shimon. Why? The time Rabbi Shimon, Marino Chayu, and Chidor, Min Kulam. You have to mention all of them. I mean, Rabbi Shimon agrees. If you say Harini Nazir, it works. If you say Nazir, it's not worse. But if you're already by rates, you start to detail out the items, and you have to enumerate all the items, otherwise you're not a Nazir.
No, you're not allowed to eat wine.
Right, exactly. You'll be restricted, possibly, in that item.
Another.
Exactly, it'll be another. If you use only one of them, that's enough to bring you in to be a Nazir. So my time, well, what's my time? Right, the pasuk says, Mikol Asher Bagifin, right, it says, anything that is a product of, right, it's in pasuk Dalet, for you, the Yavner. So it's made Yisrael, Mikol Asher Yasem, Migefin Ayah, right, so that already, everything that's an offshoot of Migevin Ayayin, Mechatzanim Badzak, Lo Yochel. So why does it go then and right, enumerate Mechatzanim Badzak? What do you need that for? So the fact that the Pasuk says Mechatzanim Badzak and then enumerates Mechatzanim Badzak, which are subsets of that, tells you that you need, if you're going to mention everything, you got to mention the whole crew. Rabbanu Mai Tam Akra, Miyayin V'Sheikhar Yazir. It says, Miyayin V'Sheikhar Yazir. Uses the term Yazir. So Yayin V'Sheikhar Yazir. If he is Menazir himself, right? If he restricts himself in Yayin or Sheikhar, that's enough to what? To generate a Yazir, another Nazirut. So Rabbi Shimon, now we keep Yayin v'Sheikhar Yazir. What is he going to do with the Pasuk Yayin v'Sheikhar Yazir? Oh, mi bailei. So this is a very important, we will not get through the whole Gemara here, we're just going to get to the front part of it, right? He says, you need this, let's start Yayin mitzvah, ki Yayin v'Shus. To say that Azir is not only restricted in Yayin v'Shus, but he's also restricted in Yayin mitzvah. Mahi. What is the yayin of mitzvah that a nazir is restricted in? Kiddushata ve'adalta. Kiddush nadala, you have a yayin of mitzvah, and then we had this in Nedarim. Right, a person takes a neder not to drink wine. What are we potum lo be shabbatot v'yamim tovim? Did you think about the fact then that you're not going to be able to drink wine now on Shabbos and Yom? You're not going to be able to make kiddush and abdallah. That wouldn't be such a problem because that's not an issue. That's a mitzvah. But now the next line in the Gemara is what creates a tumult. Hare mushba. What do you mean? How can he take a neder to zeros to undermine Kiddush and Abdallah of Yayin? Kiddush and Abdallah are Minat Torah. So how can he take a neder to zeros that overrides Kiddush Havdalah that our Moshe Rabbeinu Yom Har Sinai, that our, he's already obligated to have Kiddush HaYayim Mi Har Sinai. So that's the problem here. Since when is Kiddush HaYayim in a Torah? How do you, where in the world do you see that Kiddush HaYayim is in a Torah? Right, we never find such a thing. Right, so here at the Mefarish share, which
where's
is
the, where's the Gemara saying a bit? Yeah.
That's the Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation. Very good. Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation here. So you got to jump to the conclusion. Rabbeinu Tam reads it as a pitmiah, but we'll read this. Now the Mefarish here, probably the Mefarish, as we mentioned before, it's probably not Rashi here in the Sefta. It's probably a good thing it's not Rashi, because if it was Rashi, it would have such a, it probably have a lot more strength what he says now, and then it would become. It says, how do you know that it's Moshe Bobin Arab Sinai Dichtim, Zachor Yom HaShabbat shows the Gemara Pesachim in Daf Kuvav. So chreyu al ayayin, that you have to be, there's an interpretation from the pasuk there that you have to bring it on wine. In the alev b'kini sato, I only know that when it comes in, meaning for kiddush. V'yitziyato, meaning how do I know when your oath goes out? Talmud Omar, and then he brings down. Guess what? This gemara does not exist in Sukkim. Gemara in Sukkim, what?
It's gemara in Besa that says zachor al ayayin, the second part of Besa.
No, the gemara in Sukkim does say zachor al ayayin, but it never says b'kini sato. In the alev b'kini sato, v'yitziyato minayin. So that's the first problem here. Yato is never mentioned, so you don't have a makor for Havdalah. So that's a big question in the Rishonim, whether Havdalah is midoraisa, number one. Number two, is it unit doraisa, is it part of Shabbos? Because I have an afkamina whether women are chayavot in Havdalah or not, right? Are women chayavot in Havdalah? It's a big machlokes for halacha, but the women are chayavot in Havdalah, whether they can make Havdalah for a man, or whether they can make the brav, birkas Havdalah. Anyway, all those are problems. But this, Mefari says, number one, that Kiddush HaYayin is min haTorah. Number one. Number two, he says that Abdullah is also min haTorah. It's two tremendous chidushim based on this Gemara that Harim Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai that Kiddush HaYayin is min haTorah. And number two is that Abdullah is min haTorah, which creates a huge tumult of Rishon. So Tosfos over here asks the question, says, where, since when is Kiddush HaYayin min haTorah? Zachor Yom HaShabbat HaKadosh is a requirement for Kiddush. Kiddush HaYayin is simply, right, a Darabonan, and they use this puzzle, Zachrei HaYayin is Nashmach HaBalim. Hey, nobody says that Yayin is Min HaTorah. So he answers up, the Rabbeinu Tam answers like Shaul was saying, is that, right, what do you need a puzzle to be Matar HaYayin, a Yotzer, did not drink wine on Shabbos Yom Tov? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, since when was it a Torah law to drink wine on Shabbos Yom Tov that you need a puzzle to be Matar? So that's the Rabbeinu Tam learns it, that's what he interprets it. There's a Tosos in Sakhum, one of the Tosos in Sakhum asks the same question on Daf Kuf Vav. Tosos right there gives two answers. He says one answer is like this, like the Rabbeinu Tam here, that Kiddush HaYayin is only Midrabanan, and then when it says here, he says over here that Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai is Bitnia, the same answer that he gives here, or the Rabbeinu Tam gives over there. Here's a second answer, and he says, no, Kiddush HaYayin is Min HaTorah. Ah, what's only Midrabanan? That you have to taste it. That the person who makes Kiddush has to be towing. Right? That a Mekadosh has to be towing. So drinking of the wine, that is a requirement Midrabanan. But Midoraisa, there is still a...
That would fit into the question, because...
Right, then
Nozer can make Kiddush.
Right.
What?
Yeah, then Nozer
right.
Oh, because
yes. Right, but there he answers up. But that gives you a second interpretation. That means that Yayin, Kiddush HaYayin would be Min
HaTorah. Right, but if you say that, you saw the same question.
Right. You have a question that how to interpret.
Because you could still make Kiddush, based on that.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to drink it.
You wouldn't be able to drink it, but he has to stuff to say.
Maybe you can't drink, maybe make a dough on it. Maybe you can make a Kiddush on it.
I was saying maybe not.
I know.
Right. We do have Dalam, let's say Shabbat of the 9 days.
Right, 9 days, someone drinks it.
Wine, so we give it to all.
But then somebody drinks it, it gets to a Qadan, or there are others who say, but see, Abdullah is easier because Abdullah, you can give Shabir, you can use Khamar Medina by Abdullah. Right, but that's it. So that's a question. This question comes up with that. Is the Yayin that you drink for Abdullah Shaykh to Shabbos? Then it wouldn't be a problem during the 9 days. Or is it independent? Abdullah is independent of Shabbos, and therefore you can't drink the wine. And number two is, what do? You have to be Tamo, you have to drink, someone has to drink it. So give it to a Qatar, or like the Aruch Shulchan brings down, you bring, make it al Sheikha, you make it on beer. Make Abdullah on beer, because that's not a problem. So on the time of Yain, not needed the Mishakir, that's an issue. So there are ways around it, to get around that issue. But, so you have this Machlokes HaRishonim, which comes up about Kiddush HaYayin. Right, in general, Lahalacha, nobody thinks that Kiddush HaYayin is the Oraisa. And even though despite this Mefarish here, and despite this Tosfos in Pesachim, almost nobody really passes Lahalacha that it's Yayin, Kiddush HaYayin is all Midrabanan. Right? The only thing that does remain a machlokas v'alach is whether Abdallah. Abdallah is Doraisa. The Rambam seems to indicate that Abdallah is midoraisa, that he thinks that it's a part of Zachrat Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. He thinks it's an extension of Zachrat Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. B'knisato u'b'tziyato. He uses the same terminology. It's not according to Gemara Pesachim, but he uses the same terminology. And therefore, there seems from the Bidim and the Rambam that it's also a Shabbos Lekadsho, and possibly the Magid Mishnah. You have to read them. The Kesem Mishnah over there talks about the Magid Mishnah, talks about whether the Rambam thinks it's Doraisa or not. That has Nafkaminos V'alacha about Abdallah, both again about the women's chiyuv in it, number one, and number two, the requirement to make Abdallah, if that's simply Dirabanan, or is it a requirement Doraisa to do Malacha, right? Is, do you need to do Abdallah? I mean Doraisa, which means that a person be restricted in doing Malacha until they do Abdallah, or is it simply a requirement Dirabanan, which is, alright, you're allowed to do Malacha, but the Rabbanan made a Takana, you must do Abdallah before you do Malacha. Right? So again, if Safek, Dirabanan, Safek Doraisa, you have all these other issues that come up, whether Abdallah is Doraisa, that does remain an issue, Malacha, although Alayayin, I think, almost is Muskam Lakol, that it's not Midoraisa. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue the singing tomorrow.